Trots Talk, our weekly Sky Sports radio podcast, is sponsored by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to cobbetyequine.com.au.
Let's take a look at the week of harness racing now with Trots Talk. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Another huge week again.
There has been a big week of harness racing, and Kieran Manning's brought up a milestone.
Yeah, she certainly has. She is not new to a milestone, that's for sure. She's a pioneer for reins women across Australia, and now she is the world's most successful horsewoman officially. Last night she won at Terrain, and she has now driven 3,706 winners, making her the most successful female driver or jockey to have won. So, yes, it's so great to see. She's been such a good role model for harness racing. And, you know, she's talking about milestones she's achieved. She was the first female to win the Victorian Metro and State Drivers Premierships, first female to be Australia's leading driver, and the list goes on. She's incredible, Kieran. So, yeah, fantastic to see.
So the Aussies in recent months have brought up a couple of milestones. Kieran with this one. And was it Gavin Langer, Chris Alford, that drove the most winners in Australasia a few months ago?
Yeah, it was Chris Alford. He reached the 6,000, and Gavin Lang's not too far behind him. So, and they're all from Victoria, so tough bunch down there to drive against. But, we've got some remarkable horsemen and horsewomen in this country.
Now, Top Mare Amaretto's heading over to Perth.
Yeah, so on the subject of Kieran Manning, she trains Amaretto now, formerly Ash Grives, or Ash Saka, some people might know her as. She used to train the mare, and she still part owns the mare with her husband, Ryan. And Amaretto has been doing fantastic down south in Victoria with Kieran Manning. She's won her last five starts. She won the Breeders' Crown Graduate Free-for-All on Friday night at Melton. And, yeah, she's heading over to Perth during Inter-Dominion time. There's a few mare's feature races on during that time. And then the plan is to head to the Ladyship Mile. And look, the way Amaretto's racing at the moment, Simon, she's certainly the most informed mare in Australasia. So, very exciting to see. Nice to see that Connections are willing to race her around the country. I caught up with Ashley Graves yesterday, actually, and she's the one that told me about Amaretto's plans, and they did get a embryo out of Amaretto at the beginning of the season, and unfortunately the surrogate mare lost that foal just last week, and that surrogate mare only had 2 months to go. But Ashley, she said that they're going to try again and get an embryo. They really want to get this mare into foal to some beach somewhere, but she'll still continue racing.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on Amaretto over in Perth. Now the All-Stars, Mark Purden and Nat Rasmussen have a couple of big names coming back.
They sure do. So talking about great mares, one of their good mare now is Our Dream About Me, and she already trialled today over in New Zealand. She, of course, as a three-year-old in Australia, won the New South Wales Oaks, which was last year, and has won a string of feature races over in New Zealand, including the Auckland Cup, but we haven't seen a race since December last year. She trialled today. She finished third in that trial, and the horse that finished second in that trial was Have Faith in Me, and we haven't seen him race since he finished third in the Auckland free-for-all back in March. So the reports are the camp are happy with both pacers, and they're also happy with their other champion pacer, Lazarus, who is still out in the paddock. Simon, I know he's one of your favourites.
Yeah.
They're getting him ready for the New Zealand Cup and the Inter-Dominion. And I read the story. Mark Purden was quoted saying that the horse hasn't grown taller since he's been out in the paddock, but he's put on a lot of muscle. So it's scary to think that he could come back even stronger.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing his return. Now we can touch on the passing of Chariot King.
Yeah, and sad news this week. He passed away on the weekend in a paddock accident. He was just running along. They had CCTV footage of it, remarkably, and he was just running along in the paddock, and, you know, his body went one way and his leg went another, and they couldn't save him. He broke his pastern, and it was sad. He did retire from racing two times, but the latest time he retired was back in 2015, and he has since been been showed in a lot of standard breed classes and has won, you know, many broad sashes, they call them. But he was very successful in the show ring. And, of course, he was successful on the racetrack as well. He won Group 1 races. He was trained by the great Johnny Tapp. He had the horse, you know, racing consistently, winning feature races as a two-year-old right up to open and Grand Circuit class. So, yeah, it's always a shame, you know, to see these things happen, especially, you know, such a champion pacer and a nice horse all around.
Now, we are one day away from the new season though, Amanda. So what was the update with the New South Wales Premiership?
Yeah, look, we've only got three meetings left. We've got Bathurst tonight, Tamworth and Penrith tomorrow, and then that's it for the season here in New South Wales for harness racing. And last Saturday night was the last metropolitan meeting in the state for the season, and John McCarthy held on to win the Trainers' Premiership, and his son Todd won the New South Wales Metro Drivers' Premiership. So I think that's Todd's third year in a row. But surprisingly, John McCarthy, that was his first premiership win here in New South Wales. We've seen him win plenty up in Queensland, and I actually caught up with John last week, and he said that this premiership will most likely be the last one he wins. He's looking to downsize his team, Simon, in the new season, and John and his wife, Narelle, they're heading overseas shortly. They're heading to North America and Europe, and they're going to catch up with their other son, Andy McCarthy, who's over in the US driving. So, interesting to see. As for the state drivers' premiership, it looks like it's going to be another father and child combination. We've got Steve Turnbull. He's got a really strong lead in the trainers' premiership here in New South Wales, and his daughter, Amanda Turnbull, has an unbreakable lead in the drivers' prem.
Right, so that's an update on the New South Wales premiership. Now, Tabcorp Park Menangle this Saturday night. We've got a Group 3 on, and my field marshal heads this market at $1.70, and the only one really that they want at this stage.
Yeah, so and plenty of value again, and hopefully the listeners last Saturday that listened to me got the value last week with Condigan winning and Little
Rock. Condigan won again.
Yes, he did, at good odds as well. So he just really suits this type of racing. He's a sit sprint type, and look, he's at good odds again for this race on Saturday night, and so too is Little Rascal. So there could be your value bets again for the race.
So you reckon you'll go for the hat trick with Condigan?
Maybe. Well, look, I'm certainly going to have each way bet. He's $21 the win, $4.50 the place, and Little Rascal's $31 the win, $6.20 the place. So, look, I think my field marshal will be hard to beat, but look, you've always got to consider the value bets for me. I love looking at the value, but it is my field marshal's first run. Back from a spell. He hasn't raced since July, where he finished second in that Blacks of Fake feature race up in Queensland, but he did have a very impressive trial at Menangle last week. He won. He went 153 and changed it easily. So that's probably why he's a favourite. He's drawn out wide, though, as well. So, maybe you know, you could do a bundle bet or who knows. There's that many options out there now.
Good stuff, Amanda. Anything else for us before we wrap it up for our last podcast of the season?
No, that's about it. So, it's been, you know, every week such a busy week with harness racing. The news just never stops. And, it's been a fantastic season and some remarkable milestones achieved by trainers, drivers and horses. So, looking forward to the new season.
Good stuff, Amanda. We'll chat to you on Saturday morning to preview Menangle.
Look forward to it.